Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here with us. We appreciate you hanging out with us this afternoon. A lot of things going on, and certainly one of the biggest stories that's unfolding today is more of the Donald Trump trial in New York City. The hush money, non-hush money trial with Stormy Daniels, who took the witness stands today. This is Donald Trump before the trial took place today.
So with all that's going on, they have no case. Every single legal scholar that I see, I mean, maybe there's somebody out there, some whack job, but for virtually everyone that I've seen has said there's absolutely no case. It's a case that shouldn't have been brought. The previous DA wouldn't bring it. Bragg didn't want to bring it, and he brought it because I'm running in number one place. This all comes out of the White House and crooked Joe Biden. This comes from the White House, and it's all Biden because it's an attack on his political opponent. That hasn't happened in this country. It does happen in third world countries, but it hasn't happened in this country. And it's a shame.
Will Scharf was with us in the noon hour, and you can go back on the Annie Fry YouTube podcast to hear his conversations with us or watch it on the Annie Fry YouTube channel because he joined us right here in studio. The news that developed, really, it's kind of started in the noon hour, and it's evolved since then. I'll read the Fox News report. Former President Trump's defense attorneys are moving for a mistrial amid the testimony of pornographic actress Stormy Daniels. There's a little liberty taken there by Fox News, I think.
Actress.
Pornographic actress.
Pornographic is correct.
How do you know?
I've heard.
Okay. Sources say.
My friend told me.
Uh-huh. What do you call your friend? Anyway, defense attorney Todd Blanche. After court's lunch break, told Judge Juan Merchan that Daniels' testimony Tuesday morning was prejudicial. Merchan said a mistrial was not warranted and stated that he was doing everything he could to control the witness, including once objecting to Daniels' testimony himself. Merchan said, "I agree that it would have been better if some of these things had been left unsaid."
Yeah.
Oh, what a farce.
That's what my friend said, too.
Blanche said the prosecution is trying to inflame the jury with Daniels' testimony, including the evidence that he says does not matter. Blanche said it is prejudicial testimony and evidence, saying Daniels has been trying to sell her story about an alleged consensual sexual encounter since 2016. Blanche said Daniels' testimony on Tuesday was about consent and danger and said that was, quote, not the story that she was selling in 2016. Blanche also said that Daniels is testifying about consent and said that that kind of testimony, quote, makes it impossible to come back from. Blanche said the defense, quote, objected as best we could, but she was able to say what she said. Blanche questioned how the defense could, quote, come back from this in a way that could be fair to former President Trump. Blanche said, we believe there should be a mistrial or that this witness testimony is excluded and extremely limited. Prosecutor Susan Hoffinger says the defense was fully briefed on Stormy's testimony in the motions prior to trial and argued that Daniel's testimony was probative to Trump's intent. Hoffinger said the defense is attacking Daniel's credibility and argued there is, quote, no basis for this. Trump posted, I guess, on Truth Social, in all caps, the prosecution, which has no case, has gone too far. Mistrial! Exclamation point.
The average person who probably doesn't even know that this trial is happening, but if they do, I would imagine that they really don't know anything other than, what is he being charged for? Why is he under investigation because of a porn star? Like, that's as far as it goes, because nobody can really figure out in the general public what's happening. I mean, we talk to the experts, so we get it. But
I think that people who are not connected think that Donald Trump did wrong is that he had an affair with Stormy Daniels and he deceitfully tried to cover it up. I think they think that's it.
And if that's it, then it is not breaking the news cycle in the way that they want it to.
No, I think that the idea that that is the prevailing idea is damaging to Donald Trump's reputation. And the point of this trial is to damage his reputation so people are disinclined to vote for him in November. It's not even about the guilty verdict. The charge here is hard even for the people in court to articulate. The charge is that it's an accounting, that there was some sort of deceitful accounting that was done, and they can't even prove that Donald Trump had any knowledge of the way the accounting was done, and the money that was spent is not spent in an illegal way. I mean, it is so far in the weeds what the actual charges are here that the more people would research what's going on and find out what the actual charges are at stake here for Donald Trump, the less likely they would, the more they know, the less likely they would be to have a problem with it. The salaciousness, which is what they're saying, what Trump is saying, that the prosecution has gone too far. And then the last line of this developing story on Fox News says, before lunch, Mershon said the, quote, degree of detail we're going into is unnecessary. Unnecessary for the charges, because it's not that none of this has to do with the charges. There's no I mean, people have paid hush money and had people sign NDAs about stories like I don't know what the whole truth is, and I haven't dug into it because it really does not affect my willingness to do what it takes to get Joe Biden out of office. And that's where it crosses into my territory. I don't know what Donald Trump did or didn't do with Stormy Daniels. I did happen to look at the time frame of Donald Trump's been married 18 years, and I think this affair happened in 2005, which makes the timeline look like he would have been married when this happened. I don't love that. I don't like it. It bothers me to the extent it would bother me if anybody was having extramarital affairs. I don't like it. I'm not going to endorse it. If we're trying to get into some sort of moral equivalency here, will you sit down and listen to what the Biden family has been involved in? What they have done? The salacious things that are out there? I mean, can we talk about diaries? Can we talk about laptops? Can we have those discussions? Because if we're going to talk about it, we have to talk about it. I'm not interested in talking about it. For some sick, sorry reason, this is the culture that the left is invested in this country. I mean, that's the most frustrating thing for me. Like, the people on the left who want to look at someone like me and say, Annie talks about being a Christian, and yeah, she's going to support Donald Trump to be the president. Are you suggesting that it is Christian to support Joe Biden for president? Because I got something to say about that. The destruction of traditional Christian culture has been a key apex goal of the progressive left, to turn everything inside out and upside down so that the conservative, and I'm not talking politically conservative, I'm talking lifestyle conservative Christian mindset that has probably prevailed in the United States and maybe in, you know, Christian democracies across, not that those two things go together, but maybe happen at the same time. The destruction of Christian conservative culture is the goal. I mean, more so than political power. But political power allows you to destroy those types of norms that we have, so much to the point where even suggesting that the idea of normal existing is bad in and of itself. Because what is normal? That's the question we're all supposed to ask ourselves, isn't it? So the left creates this culture. Donald Trump is forged in this culture in New York City and is a Democrat who's making it rain across Democrat politicians campaign cycle after campaign cycle after campaign cycle. And the only thing that he did wrong was when he became a Republican, because he had no problem with it when he was a Democrat. Spare me. I mean, I'm not as stupid as you need me to be to buy what you're selling to me about this man. He's not lived a perfect life, but guess what? Neither have I. And if we're going to make a list of our sins, I'm first going to start with mine, not other people's. And I know that on the basis with which the left tries to impose upon the right some sort of Christian standard and measuring stick so that you can only utilize it to gain and restore and fortify your political power, that's disgusting. Are you living your life by Christian standards, which would first accept the fact that you are not good enough, that you are a sinful person, and that you need somebody to redeem you? Because if you're not, we're not having this conversation on the terms where you get to apply Christian standards to me without having to apply them to yourself or to other people. You don't get to appropriate other people's faith walks and lifestyles and cultures for yourself for the purpose of demeaning other people and retaining power. I mean, when you have the First Amendment, you can certainly try. I'm just not going to exercise that sort of ignorant line of thinking. The idea here coming out of this trial, the purpose here is that you know as little as possible about what's actually being charged against Donald Trump. You're not supposed to know that Michael Cohen is the one who put the accounting information down. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
He's the one who made the payment. You're not supposed to know how involved Donald Trump was and whether he told him do it this way. I mean, he wrote it down as a legal expense, and it was a legal expense. And there's an NDA. There's nothing illegal about that. The simplicity with which they have charged Donald Trump with something that is provably he's not guilty of is not the point of this trial. You're supposed to walk away with an absolute guilty verdict in the court of public opinion that they want to translate to November. The more information you have, the more you go, this seems kind of bogus, which is why if you turn on the other networks and you see them talking about this, even from the jump, they're like, this is weak sauce. Why are they leading with this charge? If Donald Trump is going to be charged with all of these other things, why are they leading with this charge? Because they're setting the tone, because it's only about politics. The Democrats...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Always show you what they're trying to do. They tell you in plain sight. Who's the Stephen King author weirdo? Tweeted out yesterday. He's like, he just can't keep his mouth shut, can he? About Donald Trump. Thank you for putting it in plain speak for all of us to be able to understand that the point of this is to accuse him of something that is an accounting error that you can squeeze out. Federally, they wouldn't charge him with election fraud, so they had to figure out how to bastardize this thing into something in the New York system where they could use these lapdog politicians who campaign on getting Donald Trump, because that's the only thing that matters to these people. I mean, imagine living a life where the only thing that matters is trying to get Donald Trump. That's their purpose. That's the reason they breathe. Imagine having that simple and rube-like kind of purpose in life, to be somebody else's pawn, to only exist for the purpose of eliminating an opponent for somebody else. So somebody else, you know, what do you say? Please serve, can I have another job here? Once they've taken care of Trump, what are these, what's this, what are the, what's their purpose after this is over? What's their purpose for living? The point of all of this is to beat him at the ballot box. And if you think you don't have a role in fighting back, even in the state of Illinois, in Missouri, you're a red state, it's going to go Trump, I get it. In Illinois, do you think that you have a purpose? When you go to the ballot box in November, do you think you're going to vote for Trump and Trump's going to go red? It's probably not going to go red when they say 40 states of 50 could go Donald Trump. It's probably not going to be Illinois in the 40 that we want. But guess what? Every single Republican congressman you send to Washington, D.C., helps Trump. Every single Republican person you put into a state legislature helps Donald Trump, because the state legislatures is where the elections are governed. It all matters. And they are banking on the idea that your feelings are going to be hurt because you think Donald Trump isn't a nice man. Good grief. Joe Biden's the worst. I mean, if that's the measuring stick here, the Mary Poppins measuring stick, practically perfect in every way, that is not Sir Joe Biden. The more you know about this trial, the weaker it is, which is why you put Stormy Daniels on the stand. Even if it ended in a mistrial, it probably would be better if it ended in a mistrial, because they're not going to have to persuade the jury, 12 people, to find Donald Trump guilty on something that he didn't even do. A mistrial would at least throw it out there, but they still have the benefit of whatever Stormy Daniels said being out there for everybody to consume. Do you feel the ick? Because you should. It's pretty prevalent. All right, let's take a quick break. You guys can react if you want to when we come back. I need more suggestions for scavenger hunt things to do in Washington, D.C. with my son on their 8th grade trip. I'm going to be there for the rest of the week. So thank you for allowing me the time off with my kiddo and his 8th grade class. But I will be in communication with you through our social media accounts. So follow us on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. I'm going to post pictures there, certainly on X at Annie Fry Show. I don't know. Maybe I'll even pop in, depending on the day, with some video on the YouTube live stream. So subscribe there as well. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.